So before our question of the day today, a big response to the two, by the way, around the panel, when you are, or if you are overseas, what do you miss most about New Zealand? I'm going to start. And it's very, very simple. It's not grand. It's not a grand gesture. It's not the big sweeping skies. It's not the clouds. It's not the landscape. You know what it is? It's FBOS.
Really? You can't do FBOS overseas? Wallace, where are you travelling to?
Well, Tokyo, for example, right? Okay. No, America, New York. No FBOS. Come on. I went to a little cafe and I said, $5. And I got my card and I said, do you do FBOS? They said, what? I said, FBOS. FBOS. E-F-T-P-O-S.
Yeah, try and go to a petrol station in Britain and put £20 of fuel into the car, say. You can't actually key in £20. You've got to wait until the dial comes around and you stop at £20.
Primitive.
Very primitive.
So FBOS for me. Michelle.
I still just want a decent latte. Look, actually, I tell you what I love when travelling overseas, and especially if I'm by myself, if I'm on business or something. I love the anonymity.
Mm.
And Peter, you would recognise this. When you travel overseas, you're in the middle of Europe and you're just a tourist or someone walking around the streets like anyone else. It doesn't matter what you wear, what you look like, how many bags you're lugging around on your back and how inelegant you look. Nobody knows you.
No one's saying, oh God, there's Michelle Bogue. Yeah.
I did have the experience once on a Saturday morning in Trafalgar Square being stopped by two young women and asked me something. Rather than one of them said, you know, you look remarkably like an MP we've got back in New Zealand. 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
What did you say?
I said, well, I might be that person. I thought, well, you can't pretend not to be. But the thing I miss about New Zealand when I'm away, and I notice every time I come back here, is just the New Zealand landscape. It's not its greenery. It's a sheer, rugged, you know, when you fly into Wellington, for instance, or even into Auckland, the hills, the sort of the sharpness of it all, and then you think, yeah, this is home.
But it is very green compared to other countries. Yeah. We are very green. Because of our, what did Geoffrey Palmer call it?
Indubitably pluvial.
Yes.
Okay, so some brief responses here. Someone says, just texted, this is timely, as I just flew in from 4 weeks in Asia this morning. I missed loose leaf tea, or any black tea, good or otherwise. Mm-hmm. Tea with milk, full of flavour. Rosie says, the accent, in a foreign port, as soon as I get on that Air New Zealand flight, you know you're amongst your people again. Ah, that's an interesting one. I miss the rugby commentators that get excited. When English commentators commentate, it is hard to know when somebody has scored. Because there is virtually no inflection in the voice. It's just a bit humdrum. Jody says, yes, the clean air, empty beaches, great walking areas with barely any people, the space, the knowledge that help is available. Friends, kind people. Michael says, I miss the happy laughing children swimming in our pristine rivers. Do you reckon he's being a bit facetious there?
I think he's being political. Yes.
Okay. Chris says, just spent two glorious weeks at home after too many years in New York City, and the biggest thing I noticed was the smell. Clean air cannot be beat. Alison says, Wallace, I'm with you. FBOS. I go to the US a lot and I've learned to take cash. I almost never use cash in New Zealand. Holly says, pies, being able to recycle, and the warehouse in Kmart and the $1 frozen Cokes from McDonald's. And Sam says, I miss hearing te reo when I'm overseas, even if it's just a quick kia ora. Thank you very much for all those comments.